bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Happy Hump Day, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Wednesday installment of the BTN News Show. I am your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. How you doing? Yep, it is the 14th of September, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours be coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. We're all excited. iOS 10, it's here. Let's go update. No, crap. Now, that's what a lot of us are doing right now, thinking, oh, crap, now I've got a useless phone. Yes, a lot of us went to our computers or did the over-the-air upgrade and said, oh, boy, here it comes, and then nothing came. In fact, right from the start of upgrading, a lot of people took to Twitter pretty pissed off with Apple because they were getting bricked or otherwise stuck in an update restore process phones. Mind you, we're hearing reports now that it wasn't just iPhones that were having problems. iPads were in the mix, too, particularly iPad Pro. Apple actually did make a statement on this yesterday saying, "We experienced a brief issue with the software update process, affecting a small number of users during the first hour of availability. The problem now has been quickly resolved." Anyways, if you were affected, you should just reconnect to iTunes on your computer, complete the update, or better yet, contact Apple Care and have fun with that. You know, I always talk about this show about streaming music services and how we got more than enough. Well, here comes another. Although they've been around actually longer than any of them, and that's Pandora. Although this time, it's on-demand content for them. Yes, Pandora is getting closer and closer to becoming the latest company to have that $10 a month subscription service. Apparently, over the last 48 hours, they've inked deals with Universal Music Group, Sony Music, and the Merlin Network. Apparently, it's Warner Music that they still gotta work their magic on. That's the only label that has not agreed to join the service. So what do you get different with Pandora from those other players for $10 a month? Probably not anything different. It's going to be very similar to Spotify, Apple Music, and even Tidal. You'll have a catalog of millions of songs available on demand with no restrictions. And, of course, you'll have access to playlists and little radio stations, these kind of things. That all sounds familiar. Yeah, that's what I thought. Guess it's up to you. Are you ticked off with your streaming service or want to try something different? Well, Pandora is yet another player in the market now. Well, almost. Every day we look at our news feed on Facebook or we see some tweet about some celebrity that's dead and then turns out they're not. Yeah, a lot of bogus news running around out there. So much, in fact, that Twitter and Facebook have decided to join together, along with like people like the New York Times, the Washington Post, and even CNN. They want to improve the quality of information that is available on social media. Good luck with this. What these joining forces hope to do is target fake news and misinformation. Problem is, though, they have no plan on how to do this right now. They just think it's a good idea. Let's join forces, just like the Justice League. All I can say is good luck to them. They're gonna need it. Finally, yeah, sorry, ladies and gentlemen, yet another short one today. Have you heard of AdBlock Plus? Sure you have. That's the number one web's most popular ad blocking service. Guess what? It's gonna start selling you ads now. Yes, according to the Wall Street Journal, AdBlock Plus parent company, EO, is teaming up with an ad tech firm to begin selling ads through its acceptable ads platform. Get this too, even Google's gonna help sell their ads through the same ad ecosystems. How this will work, apparently these ads will be filtered through the AdBlock Plus filters, so that yes, you'll be able to see them in all their glory. And according to reports over there at The Verge, 80% of the revenue from these ads will go to publishers as other online agencies, with AdBlock Plus taking about 6%. Cut of that. Yeah, don't you think it's time to change your name, AdBlock Plus? At least your slogan, we block ads, except our own. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The British Tech Network official website. Come on, you know it by now. britishtechnetwork.com, the destination for everything that is British Tech. You can also follow the British Tech Network on our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Find us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, our lovely listeners and fine folk that are always hanging out in our BTN Slack room. You can find that at britishtech.slack.com. Get on over there and join in the fun right now. Well, yes, of course. You know what we're going to say. Tomorrow's Thursday, so sorry, no BTN News Show for you tomorrow. But don't worry, we will be back on Friday getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. Hopefully, there's going to be enough to actually make a full-length show. Fingers crossed. But until then, all right, I'm going to look down at my phone right now. Yep, I'm still on hold with Apple Care. How about you? Oh, and thank you very much for listening.